And as per normal, folks, we will be doing the weather on the half hour, so that you can keep up with what is going on. We've got a few reports in from people, and it's lovely to hear all the greetings coming in. Thank you very much for that. A field trip way up there at 8 south and 15, or almost 157 east. They've got partly cloudy skies, a very enviable 27 degrees, and the wind is howling, 10 knots from the south. So anyway, they've got really good weather. Not so great here for getting going, but boy, I'd rather have it calm than howling. And I think I mentioned that we've got the lark with 15 to 20 knots from the northeast, way up there in the northern hemisphere. And good to have Tallulah Ruby and Whistler reporting in, so that we've got these front runners, as it were, to tell us what it's like out there. All right, so anybody else before we go to weather? Nothing heard? All right, we'll pass it to the weather Yoda.
There she goes again. Oh dear. All right, good morning, everyone. Now, the surface analysis for New Zealand today looks pretty much as we forecasted yesterday. That's a good sign. The models haven't changed all that much. By noon, we've got a high settling over the North Island here. Central pressure, 1025, 1025 millibar. Now, our depression has moved to the east. Right now, it's roughly at 165 west, 165 west. Now, there is a very strong depression, a 964 depression that lies well to the south of the country. It's extending a series of troughs that go up into the mid-Tasman, and they're going to be affecting that area and eventually New Zealand. Now, a cold front from that particular very, very deep low will strike the North Island by Thursday morning, that's the 4th, yes. The front will be preceded by northwest winds, and that'll be followed by the traditional southwest winds after the frontal passage. Now, by Sunday, the 7th, we'll find a 1028 millibar high over New Zealand, pushing that cold front and the associated low off to the east. Now, this high is short-lived in the sense that it moves east-northeast. It's lying under a nice, very nice 500 millibar ridge, but that whole system is moving east-northeast. So anyhow, late Monday, the 8th, a new depression is going to dominate New Zealand, thanks to a very sharp 500 millibar shortwave that's currently in the eastern Tasman. Now, the frontal band is going to reach the North Island by probably 11 May. That's Thursday of next week, Now, the tropical depression at that time, by the way, officially, it's been given a number. It's Tropical Depression 21F Foxtrot, 21 Foxtrot. Anyhow, that will be over the Vanuatu Banks, in other words, a little group of islands just north of Vanuatu, the main islands of Vanuatu. And that, of course, is using ECMWF for that. GFS does not agree with the exact location. They call it near the loyalties. However, looking at satellite imagery, I would say EC is is the winner in terms of location. Now, anyhow, what it's looking to do is to move toward northern Caledonia by probably late on Monday. Now, it looks like it's going to track to the south of New Cal by Thursday morning. Then it's going to join up with a cold front extending from New Zealand. Now, right at that point, we get into some unknown territory, if you will, unknown activity, really. GFS is showing three low centers by Friday, the 12th of May. Now, one of them is almost on top of Fiji. Another one is midway between New Zealand and Fiji. And the third one is over New Zealand. Now, I would take this scenario, I don't know, I would give it just 50-50 odds. It's really a little bit too far out to be sure, to be accurate, I should say. Now, moving again to the synoptic chart for today, boy, we've got five troughs up in the islands this morning, five troughs. And we have a small low that is formed just to the west of Futuna, just north of Fiji. Now, this low extends a trough north to Tuvalu, and another trough across Niue, and yet another over Rotuma. And that one hooks up with TD21F. The fourth trough, well, that affects the Solomons. And the fifth one runs from the Northern Cooks to the Southern Cooks. The old New Zealand Depression, the one that was here a few days ago, now that sends a front north-northwest over Raoul Island, and then it goes on and joins up with TD21F. So you can see there is a tremendous amount of instability in the atmosphere, and we have got all manner of troughs that are up in the islands. Just not that pleasant up there at all. Now, for those that are leaving today for Fiji or Tonga, still a good window. Expect southerlies to push you toward the north. In fact, I think some of the reports that we've gotten this morning, for those people that did leave, that's precisely what they're getting. Looking at about 10 to 15 knots. Now, I pulled down the microwave satellite, the data from that, that's actual winds, and that is showing south-southeast, 15 to 20, up to 30 south. So south-southeast, 15 to 20, up to 30 south. Now, by Thursday, the boats that left today should be near 30 south. The winds then will be fairly light, probably about 10 to 15, mostly westerly. Well, they could be all over the map, mainly because there is a weak cold front from New Zealand that will start to catch up to that latitude, and that could skew the winds a little bit. But in any case, looking like mostly westerlies, mostly 10 to 15 knots. Now, the front's going to pass, it's going to pass by 30 south by Friday and continue to head north, and dissipating as it's going. The rest of your trip, for those that have gone, are going to be dominated by really a nice ride. East-southeast winds up to about 20 knots in the mean. We have a fairly nice ridge that's going to take over and give you some fairly nice conditions. Now, Monday, the 8th of May, Fiji may be affected by a trough. This goes back to that uncertain period that we talked about. The winds, however, they look to remain east-southeast, even if this happens. All right, for those, though, that didn't go and are planning on leaving New Zealand this coming weekend, and apparently a bunch are due to the rally, it would appear, you should see a 10:30 high over the country at that time. With east-southeast winds to enjoy, really, not bad at all. However, by Thursday, a new depression in front is going to lie over the North Island, and it's going to extend, that front will extend almost due north. Now, at this time, that nice high looks like it's going to be moving east, while another high forms near Tasmania. So we've got two highs. We've got one to the east. We've got the one near Tasmania. That will have a central pressure of about 1029. So it is a fairly strong high. Now, unfortunately, these highs are going to collide, come together, the eastern edge of one to the western edge of the other, right on the dateline. And the winds look like they'll be north to northeast on the route from New Zealand to Fiji or Tonga. So those of you that are leaving this weekend, unfortunately, are going to have to deal with that. Now, as to the status of 21F, the tropical depression, now it's either going to dissipate or it may simply transform as a trough, which will join up to the activity that I just mentioned earlier, with a continuation of a cold front from New Zealand all the way up to Fiji. If that scenario occurs, that will be quite unpleasant. Saturday, the 13th of May, Saturday, the 13th of May, that could be the start of another window, particularly those people that want to go to New Caledonia. At the moment, I do not recommend anybody heads in that direction, mainly because of the uncertainty with the tropical cyclone. However, by the 13th, it doesn't look bad. We've got that Australian high extending a very well-formed ridge eastward, and it looks like it may be a decent passage. Also, this date may be useful to those people who have remained in New Zealand that didn't go today and are not going to go this coming weekend. So that then would be looking like a reasonable window to Fiji or Tonga. However, that's really too far out to be sure, but you can mark the calendar and start looking at your progs for those dates. So that's pretty much the end. We'll look at the islands very briefly. The weather in Fiji, for the most part, is not great. Where Shenu is, it sounds pretty good. But Fiji Met has put out a strong wind warning, southeast winds 20 to 25 knots. And they've got a trough sitting over Fiji. It's fairly broken looking at satellite imagery, but it is there. Apparently, it's not in the northern Lau. In fact, it looks pretty good on satellite imagery there. And for the rest of Fiji, it looks a bit iffy. And of course, that trough is going to be bringing cloud showers. Tonga doesn't fare any better, really, as a trough has caused a heavy rain warning to be issued for the group. Winds moderate east to northeast winds. So anyway, so far, the islands have not really been enjoying idyllic weather as you would want them to do so. I firmly believe that this is really due to a quite variable ENSO cycle, if you will. I'm not going to get into ENSO at this time. But basically, as our season ended last year, as you all may remember, we were very strongly in neutral territory. As the season ended, we were leaning toward La Nina. All the indicators were leaning in that direction. Then things have changed. So now we're back to neutral conditions again. So we're solidly neutral. And looking at some of the predictive models for the ENSO cycle.
You weren't going to talk about it.
It's, I know I said I wasn't going to talk about it. Well, I'm not really talking about it. I'm talking just a little bit about it. All right, I won't bother you with that. Anyway, neutral conditions for the moment. And when things are neutral, that you can say is average weather. So there you have it. Any questions or comments, come in.
Alrighty, nothing heard except the blurps, and we seem to have a bit of problem getting in information on the streaming. I know we're going out, but Eagle's Wings have reported that they can't type in. But it looks like if you're going to New Caledonia, rest up for a couple of weeks, and if you're going to other places, get going now or have a wait. I'm told that if Chameleon was going, we would go today, but not to New Cal, so that's an interesting one. I'll be keeping track of what we would experience in our 6.5 knots and that we program in and see what we'll get on the way north if I was there. But I always stamp a lot of sick bags, so that makes a bit of a difference. All right, let's see if we can hear anybody. I think David has covered the people that are north. No, he hasn't. He's just going to cover a little bit of the ones that are traveling around in the northern hemisphere. Hang on.
Yeah, we had a request, Tarawa to Funafuti, and we did get that report, I think, and the call was for, I think they said southerly winds. The models are not calling that off, if you can hear me. We're looking at mostly northerlies, down to about 10 south near the dateline, 10 south near the dateline. There's quite a bit of troughing up in that area, so that could be the reason why we've got a discrepancy in what I'm saying at the moment. So really, the winds could be coming from virtually any direction at all. And fairly light up there, looking at 5 to 10 knots. The tropical depression looks like it will stay below 10 south and start tracking to the south. So that is not going to affect you, except for the fact that it does have a series of troughs that are emanating from it, pointing in various directions that could affect you as well. So all in all, that's what's going on up there. Nothing hazardous that I could see, but expect the possibility of a trough. Up in the Solomons themselves, a bit of a scare for me because I thought that originally the tropical depression was going to head up to the southern Solomons. It looked well for about 3 days running. The models were calling that to happen, but now they are not. They're indicating that it's the tropical depression is going to hang about, as I've already mentioned, probably ad nauseum to you. So I think that's it. Here you go, Chief.
Well, that will be a relief to field trip, and I've heard from Mike. See, we have to be reprogrammed on this computer stuff every year after a six-month break. But if there's problems in the chat room area, you just refresh the page and everything comes good. So thank you for the messages, folk, Philomy and Chara and Roundabout too. Chara's up there in Fiji already. So good morning to you guys. All right, anybody else with any questions? I think it sounds relatively straightforward. No, all peaceful and quiet, so that's good. And we've got, I was just going to ask Jonathan where I've actually positioned you in a spot up there, Jonathan, Vanua Valavu. So to put your report in, so thank you for that. Thank you for the relays too. And we'll get back to our beautiful blue sunny sky day here. It's absolutely gorgeous and it sounds very nice, exactly the same up there in Aupua. So it'd be good to know what people are going to do today. We'll soon find out if you are going to take the plunge and leave. Otherwise, you're going to have a bit of a wait. All right. Cheers, everybody. This is Gulf Harbour Radio, ZMH286. And we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Have a good day. Oops, and it's back again. I've got to do